Welcome to Poolsville Presbyterian Church. We are located in the town of Poolsville in western Montgomery County, Maryland. Poolsville Presbyterian Church is a member of the National Capital Presbytery. You're always welcome to join us as we worship our Lord every Sunday morning at 10:30. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. In her message titled, The Work of Christmas, Megan Close tells us that we are children of God, and He wants us to be with Him for eternity. All He asks is that we do His work in His earthly kingdom. Let us now join Megan Close as she explains God's Word.
Please be seated. If we say we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But our God is a loving judge who, through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, knows our human experience. And so in confidence of the children of God, let us share our confession with God and with one another using the prayer of confession printed in the order of worship. Holy One, God of Shalom, we have built up walls to protect ourselves from others, strangers, enemies, and those who disagree with us. But those walls also shut us off from receiving your love. Break down our walls. Help us to see that the way to your heart is through the reconciliation of our own hearts with those we find it difficult to be in relationship. Bless them and us, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may come to grow in love for each other and for you through Christ Jesus. Amen. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ, who died for us and reigns in power for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation altogether. The past is finished and gone. Everything is fresh and new. Friends, what is the good news of the gospel?
Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Amen. The kids were talking about being on break and getting ready to go back to school. How about you all? Have you been on break? Yeah? You've had a break from the routine. How was Christmas? I haven't seen you guys since then. What did you do for Christmas? You were here? Oh, you were here. It's not a test. did you travel? Did you receive people? Spend it with friends? You had family over? It looks like you had something going on over here. What's that? Was that a mission project? Through World Vision. So was that like an intentional mission project or something for Christmas? Okay. So has that become kind of a tradition that you guys do? Or 2 years doesn't qualify? Yeah, it will. So anything else? Did you guys do anything special during this time? Christmas, New Year's. Go ahead.
We walked the labyrinth at Anne's house.
Oh. Nice. Oh, that sounds beautiful. That sounds beautiful. So a labyrinth. That's thoughtful.
Yeah, we had the sanctuary open on Sundays for meditation time from like 4 to 5.
Oh, so is that special? Kind of a special spiritual discipline. Yeah. Anything else? How was New Year's? Do you do anything special for New Year's? Sounds like a very responsible group. I was here for Christmas. I worked at the hospital, actually. My dad came to visit, which was nice because he lives in Indiana and we don't see him much. And so our Christmas was kind of low key since I was working. And then for New Year's, we went to visit my husband's family who lives in West Virginia. So we spent a couple of days there just being together. Yeah, we like each other, but we don't see each other much. His one sister lives in Myrtle Beach, and so that's kind of far away, and we just don't get over to Martinsburg very often, and the kids are older, so their schedules are complicated. So it was nice to have time to set aside to intentionally be with each other, just spend time together. So I want to play a little word association with you. I'm going to say some words and just say whatever pops to your mind. Ready? Okay. Family.
Pizza.
Pizza? That is not what I was expecting. Work. Play. Boring. Thanksgiving. Food. Family. Okay. Christmas. I heard Xbox One. I didn't hear what was over here. What? Jesus. Gifts. Star. God. Loving. Spirit. With us. Hungry. Meeple. People. Sorry. People. Poor people. Prisoner. Free. Peace. Happy. Music. Joyful. Trumpet. Ephesians. Bible. Oh, well, it's good. Somebody had a response. That doesn't usually happen.
Paul.
Good. So Ephesians is the scripture that our gospel comes, that the epistle comes from this morning. Ephesians is a letter to the church at Ephesus, and it talks a lot about discipleship, how to follow Christ, and how we are able to follow Christ. And this first part, the section that we read today, is the is sort of the welcome, the introduction. There's the first part about grace and peace to you, Lord, in our name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then this part in the Greek is one big old run-on sentence. So in English, we break it into sentences and it takes up this much space. In Greek, it's one long, gushy sentence that just kind of builds on itself. And it really carries this feeling of excitement and impetus that Paul is just so excited about the blessing of God on us through the Spirit, the power of the Spirit that animates us and activates us. He starts out with blessing. Bless the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing that comes from heaven. Wow. That's a lot of blessing. Bless God. God has already blessed us. He has blessed us with everything. That's pretty spectacular. And then he goes on to say, God chose us in Christ to be holy and blameless in God's presence before the creation of the world. Before we even existed, God had a plan that we would be with God. We would be part of God's mission. We would be part of God's work. Before we even existed, God knew the nature of our relationship. That's also pretty spectacular. And part of the relationship is that we join in God's work in the world, that we join, we will be adopted, we are, but not yet in this text. We are adopted in Christ as God's children. And part of being God's children is joining in God's work. Which, on Sunday, looking at Monday, after 2 weeks off, might not sound so appealing. But God has equipped us with every spiritual blessing. The work is before us, but we are equipped. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be easy or we can coast through, but we are capable. It is doable. And what is the work that God has put before us? This is what God has planned for the climax of all times, to bring all things together in Christ, the things in heaven along with the things on earth. That is our work, to bring all things together in Christ. There are many ways that we say this, to help realize God's kingdom here on earth, to let everyone know and understand that they are beloved, that they are at one with God, that God loves us, that God knows us intimately, even the parts of ourselves that we don't want to admit to, and loves us. That is the work in Christ. So Howard Thurman, a theologian, wrote a lot. He wrote a daily devotional, and one of his better known pieces is called The Mood of Christmas. It goes, when the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. So the work of Christmas, God's work, is serious. It's to find the lost, to heal the broken. And it's also playful, to make music in the heart. Because God didn't just make us for work. God did not make this world just for work. There's no reason for it to be as beautiful as it is. Except it is. God likes play. God likes beauty. And so as we enter into our work, into our call, we don't need to be completely serious. We should enjoy all of our gifts, even the ones that seem frivolous. Being able to ice skate, being able to make music, being able to tell stories, or knit, or make beauty in a place of worship that helps us connect with what we are doing here. Make beauty and decoration in a place of worship that helps us connect to the beauty and decoration that we create in the world outside of these walls, because these walls don't really exist as walls. Who we are in here is who we are out there. And it is possible, because we are children of God, the reconciliation of the world has already been accomplished. We are helping to move it forward. We are helping to move it forward. It has been accomplished through Christ, and we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to join in that work and that vision, to help move it forward. And you here are already doing it. You have the living gifts of Christmas. So you are reaching out beyond even your local community, and you are aware of the people, your brothers and sisters throughout the world. You are doing it already. Kara talked about how she and her brother sponsor children in a very different place. You are doing it already. You are doing it through volunteering at the Lord's table, where you are feeding people, strangers, locally. You are doing it here at our Lord's table, where we are nourished in body and spirit by the bread and cup of heaven that our Lord gave us, so that we are bonded, we feel we are nourished, so that we can continue to grow in God. And in sharing that meal, we grow in each other. So you are doing it on all the levels. You're doing it right in here, you're doing it in the local community, you're doing it globally, and you're doing it personally. We have worship here on Sundays. You enjoyed a labyrinth during the holiday season. There was this sanctuary was open and people came for private contemplative time. So it may sound kind of big and important and scary, but you're already doing it. The gift of Christmas, Jesus coming into this world, is our assurance that our atonement, our at-one-ment with God, is already accomplished. What we are called to do is to live into it. And it doesn't need to be in big, huge, dramatic newspaper headline ways. We grow step by step. So as you head into the work week tomorrow, as you head into the new year, I want you to be mindful of the call on your life, God's call on your life. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? And how is God at work in that? Use that as a frame. When I started seminary, after we had paid our tuition and our student fees, they gave us a keychain. And the keychain had a scripture verse on it, and it came from Ephesians 4, which is a couple of weeks away from here. Paul says, "I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in the one hope of your calling." You all are called. We are all called. So let us live into that, confident as children of God, that not only are we tasked, we are equipped. So pay attention and go forth and do the work of Christmas. And now to the one who, by the power of the Holy Spirit at work within us, is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we could ask or even imagine. To God be the glory in Christ Jesus and in the church from generation to generation, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Ms. Close, for an inspiring message. The congregation from Poolsville Presbyterian Church would like to thank you, the listener, for joining us, and we hope that today's message helps you grow in God's grace. We end today's message with our benediction.
And now, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as you leave this place, consider that wherever you go this week, that God is sending you there. Consider that wherever you find your place, that God has placed you there, so that the love of Christ that dwells in your heart may reach out to those around you and witness to them that they are known and loved and cared for. And now may the grace of Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all today and all the days of your life. Amen.